When people murmur, people complain, and people disobey God, that's the time the sickness, disease, and problem comes. We see these people are not learning. One after another complain, one after another problem they are bringing, and each time somebody does something, the anger of God comes upon them. Now, let's go to the chapter 12 and start reading from verse 1 to 3. Now, here we see Miriam is the sister of Moses and Aaron his brother. And see what they are doing.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
Now here we see Miriam. You have to read about her in the 15th chapter of Exodus. She was a leading choir leader. She was singing. She was dancing. Many people were happy with her. And she was like a leader, singing and leading people in joy. At that time, she didn't think about Moses' fault. And this is what you can see, woman's liberation starting from right there. Here, God did not like murmuring about Moses. She started complaining, why God is using him? We are also capable. God can use us. And she might have whispered to Aaron, you are his big brother. Why you have to take order from him? He should be listening to you. And so, let's go and talk to Moses about this. So God heard it. Sometimes people whisper against pastor, whisper against the ministry, and they think nobody knows, and they go behind the pastor and do something, but God already saw it, and God did not like it, and see what happens, verse 4.
And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out.
We don't have much time to read, but let's read verse 10.
And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous.
When they murmur against Moses, we read the verse 3, Moses was a meek man. He did not fight with them. He did not argue with them. He did not say, don't you know, God has chosen me. I have seen the vision. God talked to me. And now, up to this time, we learn already because God already spoke to all people. We learned last week that Exodus chapter 20 and 21, God gave them verbal commandment. Miriam also heard. Aaron heard. Whole the congregation heard, but still she is thinking, why God is making Moses head of us? He should be listening to us because Aaron is older, Miriam is older. So she might be thinking, I'm the one saved your life, and you treating us like we are your servant or something. Why don't you make us important people in the ministry? And so God heard it. And the word of God says God came with the cloud and talked to them, and then cloud disappeared, and then she became leper. And so leprosy came, and so what happened? Let's read the verse 13.
And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee.
Aaron was so scared, Aaron goes to Moses. Please pray. We made a mistake. He went and said, we commit sin. We are sinners. We went against you. And so please, you pray. He knew if Moses prayed, God will hear it. And so he said, you pray. And Moses already said, Lord, he did not pray silently. He cried to God. because that is his sister. He loved her, and he started thinking that leprosy is the worst disease, because if somebody has a leprosy, they have to live out of the camp. That means she is out of the family, and she is out of the even the children of Israel, and she has to stay like a leper in the leper colony. And so Moses prayed and asked God. Let's read up to 15. 14 and 15.
And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again.
So he said even her father would have spit on her face, she would have been stayed 7 days away. So he said, now keep her out of the camp at least for 7 days. So he did, and she learned the lesson. And I don't think Miriam again complained about God's ministry or God's man. You know, if God wants to use you, a man of God, a woman of God, there are so many things we can do. You don't have to fight with a pastor or the leader and give me this and give me that and why didn't you ordain me? I mean, this many years in your ministry and this. They don't have to do that. God has to tell the man of God, and they have to obey the man of God. Now here we see chapter 13 verses 1 to 33. Moses sends people to spy the land. You know that story. One from the 12 tribes, 12 people will send there, and two people were there, Joshua and Caleb. When they went to see the land, Joshua and Caleb got the grapes. They said one bunch of grapes. And one bunch of grape, they have to put it on two people's shoulder and carry it, and some other fruits. So you can see how healthy land was. But the other people who saw the land, they complained. People are strong and big, and they are descendants from Anak. They are big people, giants. Let's read verse 31 to 33.
But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight.
Now, in this kind of report when they give, now see, the bad news goes faster. Good news goes slower. And so the bad news went to the whole congregation, and all the people were afraid. And so the Word of God says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but he has given us love, power, and sound mind. Once you have the love of God in your heart and you have the power of God, you are not going to be afraid of anything. If the fear comes, it's not from the Lord, it's from outside. So they saw those giants and they got afraid of giants. They didn't know our God is bigger than giant, right? So that's what the Word of God says. When you see your problem bigger than God, you have a problem. You have to see, magnify the Lord. What does it mean? Make your God bigger than your problem. Joshua and Caleb said, oh, if God is with us, we will do it. But these people got a bad report. So let's go to the chapter 14 and start reading from verse 1 to 4.
And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt.
And they're saying, now let us make somebody captain so we can go back to Egypt. Now they thought, we have at least these 10 people who went to see the land. One of them can lead us back, you know. That's what they might be thinking in their mind. And so let's get somebody leader and we'll go back. And so let's see what happens. Start reading from verse 5.
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land, which we passed through to search it, is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of this land. For they are bread for us, their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us, fear them not.
Now this is the courageous things Joshua and Caleb telling these people, but they did not want to hear. Verse 10.
But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
When these people wanted to kill the Joshua, Caleb, and Moses and Aaron, they said, stone these people, kill these people. We don't want these leaders. These leaders are not good for us. They are going to kill us, and we are going to be destroyed. But they didn't know these are the leaders God is using. And these are the leaders God has chosen. And they wanted to choose the leader according to their idea, see, and go according to their own way. So here we see 14th chapter.
And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness.
Okay, now do you remember similar thing happened before? Go to the book of Exodus chapter 32 and verse 10. This is the second time Moses is praying for his people. God wanted to kill them before. Now this is the second time.
Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation.
See, it was done before, and now these people again murmur against Moses. So now he's saying, I'm going to consume these people, destroy these people, and make from you a great nation. But the Moses didn't like the idea. But if you read that chapter, you will find out this time God just said, I'm going to forgive these people, pardon these people. He heard his prayer. Let's read a little bit further. Go back to the Numbers 14 and read verse 19.
Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word.
See, now Moses prayed for these people and said, Lord, forgive these people. God wanted to destroy these people for a second time. But he said, please forgive them. And God said, okay, I pardon them. But God's anger was not quenched. He even said, I'm going to pardon. But if you read the whole chapter, he says, all of these people who murmur, their carcasses will fall in the wilderness. And not a single person will go to the promised land. only Joshua and Caleb will go. That means God says, I'm not going to kill them. He said, are you going to kill them as a one person? That's what Moses was asking God. He said, okay, I'm not going to kill them instantly, one time, but eventually they will be dying in the wilderness, and not a single person will go to the promised land from among these people. Chapter 14, the same chapter, verses 36 to 38. Now those spies, 10 people, brought the bad news and says, we are going to die and those people will kill us. When God says, I'm going to forgive them, I'm going to pardon, I'm not going to kill everybody, but see what happens.
And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord.
See, these 10 people died instantly before the Lord. And so all other people, they saw when they murmur, and the people who got a bad report, those 10 people died instantly. From this we know, do not go against God. Do not murmur against God. Do not murmur against the man of God or the leader of God. They all died, and only 2 people were able to go. Let's read the verse 38.
But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still.
That means these 2 people lived, 10 people died instantly. Okay, let's go to the same chapter, verse 40.
And they rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and will go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned.
Now what's happening, these people, when they saw 10 people died, so all the congregation is telling Moses, you know what, now we decided we're going to go and fight with those people. And they thought, we committed sin, now could you please forgive us? And we are all going to go and fight with those giants. That's what the courage those people showed. But this was not the will of God. Moses didn't like this idea. And so you have to see, sometimes some people try to do something good, but they are not thinking what they're doing. Moses told them, don't do it. Let's read a little bit further.
And Moses said, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies.
See, this is the warning. They said, we are going to go now, we committed sin, but now we are going to go other side of the mountain, and we are going to defeat those people, because Joshua and Caleb said, we can defeat it. The other 10 people said, no, but those 10 people died. So let's listen to Joshua and Caleb's story and let's go and defeat those people. Moses said, this is not the will of God. Because why? When God says go and fight, you fight. When God says no, you don't. So this was not the God's idea to go, because he said, let's read a little bit further, then you know. They were not going to take an Ark of the Covenant before them, and the leaders were not going with them, but they decided to go anyhow.
For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord, therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them even unto Hormah.
So now, when they disobeyed the Moses, and they said, if you say no, we are going to show you. We are going to be winner, and we are going to defeat them. They thought these people, Joshua and Caleb, said we can do it, so let's do it. But once you are not in the will of God, you cannot do it. Because Moses says, please don't go. This is not the will of God. We are not taking the Ark of the Lord before you. We are not coming with you. They said, no matter you come or not, we are going. That's a disobedience. And that's what the defeat came. God let those enemy turn to this people, Israelite, and they were defeated. And so we are seeing this pattern. Once you disobey God, then the problem comes, the death comes, and sickness and disease comes, like we saw a few minutes ago. Now there is another example is given in Numbers chapter 15. Now here God gave them all the rules about Sabbath and everything, and they knew everything how to observe the Sabbath. But the one person said, no matter what God says, no matter what the rule is, I'm going to do my way. Let's read what happens. Chapter 15, verse 30 to 35.
But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he hath despised the word of the Lord, and hath broken his commandments, that soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron, and unto all the congregation.
Now, when they brought this man, they didn't know what kind of punishment should be given to this man. Because God says, doesn't matter, he's a stranger, Gentiles or Jew, if they break the law, they should be punished. Now, this man is Israelites. He goes out in the Sabbath day and collect the sticks. And somebody saw him and brought him to the Moses. What we should do with this man? Moses didn't know what to do, so he goes to God. Let's read a little further.
And they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp.
Why it happened? Because this man intentionally, knowingly, breaking the commandment. Some people do by mistake, but this man purposely went, I want to see what happens. What Moses is going to do. What Aaron is going to do. So I'm going to go and gather the sticks. Somebody says to Moses, now this man goes and gathers the sticks in the Sabbath day. What should we do? Moses didn't know what to do. God says to Moses, give this man death penalty. Stone him to death. Why? Because knowingly, purposely, he broke the law. So now you can see the children of Israel learning their lesson. Miriam got leprosy. The 10 spies got instantly killed. This man goes out doing his own will. He got punished. Death penalty. Still people are not learning. Go to the Numbers chapter 16 verses 1 to 3. Now these are the Levites trying to go against Moses.
Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord?
See, now these people, exactly they're doing like a Miriam and Aaron did. They should know Miriam and Aaron fought with the Moses and they got punishment. Why should we do now? Because they had some job. The Korah's family, they were doing some kind of job in the doing the instrument or carrying some of the things, and they had some job. But they say, oh, this is not enough for us. We have to have some kind of leadership in the congregation. Sometimes, you know, the people come to church. I'm here this many years, and why I'm not it? Why I'm not elder? Why I'm not pastor? So now this Korah, Miriam got leprosy. Now here, these people are saying, we want to fight, and we want to get some good jobs in the tabernacle. We don't have much time, but let's read verse 8.
And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation, to minister unto them.
So he's saying, already you have a job.
And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also?
Now what they are saying, we have job, little bit job in the tabernacle. We don't want that. We want to be like Aaron. We like to be Moses, or we want to like Aaron's children. Why are we getting some smaller job, and those people are having bigger job? Okay, go ahead.
For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord? And what is Aaron, that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up.
Now when they're calling them who started this, they say, We don't want to come. Who are you? Who is telling us to come and answer you? They didn't want to come.
Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey, to kill us in the wilderness, except that thou make thyself altogether a prince over us?
See, they're saying, I'm not going to listen. Are you king? You brought us here to suffer. I'm not going to listen to you. Okay, go ahead.
Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth, and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them.
Now what Moses is thinking, sometimes these people might be saying, we are going to get some offering and God will forgive us or something. Before they could do it, he said, Moses is angry. He said, now I want to tell the Lord, Lord, if they try to ask you forgiveness, sacrifice and please you because they're disobeying me, don't you ever listen to them. What he's thinking about these people. Okay, go ahead.
And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron.
Okay, now what he is trying to say, even though they bought the censer to please God and worship the Lord, Moses already said, don't listen to their prayer. Don't listen to them. Now what 250 people are these Korah's family members? And they want to be in the priesthood. Okay, now see what happens.
And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment.
Now God is saying to Moses and Aaron, Listen, I'm going to consume them, I'm going to kill them. Separate yourself from them means stay away from them. That's what we have to do sometimes. Some people are troublemakers, and they want to destroy the ministry or destroy you. The word of God says stay away from them. In the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and we learn that if somebody is a troublemaker, you mark them, and if he's not listening what I wrote, withdraw from that person and keep him away from you. And so now also the word of God is saying, you stay away from these people, separate yourself from these people. If you mingle with these people, you're going to get killed. And same way we read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18, when you read, what is he saying?
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
See, this is what we have to tell the children of God. Don't mix with the unsaved people, and do not mingle with them. If you start doing that, then God's blessings is gone. Because we are identifying ourselves with heathens. And so the wrath of God comes upon them. So here he says, the children of Israel, separate from these people, otherwise you will be consumed. So let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 16, and start reading from verse 28 to 30.
And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me.
Now here Moses is saying to these people, God hath chosen me. I'm not doing the things without the will of God. And so if you want to prove, I'm going to give you proof. What kind of death these people are going to get, and exactly if it happens, then you know I'm chosen by God. Let's read a little bit further.
But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then you shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord.
Do you know, to say these things, Moses has to have courage? Exactly what he's saying, exactly it has to happen. God did not tell him, he did not ask God, Lord, what should I do? Do I tell these things? No, he courageously said, I want to prove it to you if I'm a man of God or not. And he knew he is a man of God. But he wants to prove it to those people, if you think I'm not a man of God, then this thing will not happen. I'm saying you're not going to die a natural death. I want to, the earth should be open and you should be swallowed alive in the earth. And if that happened, then you know I am from the Lord and God has called me. Go ahead.
And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense.
See, 250 people died instantly. Let's read verse 41.
But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord.
They will never learn. When you go against God, now this is God did it. Now he says, you murder the people, you kill our people. Keep on reading.
And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense. And go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun.
250 people consumed, swallowed in the earth. And still these people start complaining, this Moses did it, and they didn't know this was God. Moses already said, if this thing doesn't happen like this, then you know I'm not a servant of God. Exactly what Moses said, exactly happened. Still they're thinking, you are the one causing this problem. You are not the servant of God. You have called us to kill here and there. So what happens? The plague already started. And more people start dying. So now Moses gives some solution to Aaron. Please keep on reading.
And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
How many people died? 14,700 people died, and those 250 is not counted in this, and the plus other people. So you can see, each time people went against God, against the man of God, against the will of God, instantly those people died. Now the time is not permitting. Next week, we are going to start from the Numbers chapter 17 or so. So the time is almost gone. We are learning when we obey the Lord, we get blessed. We started like this. If you read, we're going to repeat that verse many a time. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. As soon as they came out of Egypt, God already gave them warning with this word.
And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptian. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
How much clearer warning you need. He said, if you listen to me diligently, hearken to my voice, everything what you saw in Egypt. How many people died with the plague? 10 different kinds of plague, sickness and disease. Children of Israel say they were completely healed, and not a single person was payable among them. Everybody were healthy. So he said, now you are healthy, and if you want to keep yourself healthy, and you don't want any sickness and disease, then do not do like Egyptians or sinners. And that's what the warning is for all the believers. Believers doesn't have to be sick. Believers doesn't have to have disease. I'm believing that all the Christian people, if they hearken to the word of God, when they have a problem, turn to God. Not run away from God, that God doesn't have answer. When you have problem, run to God. I have seen people got in the car accident or all kinds of disaster, and somebody says they cannot survive. Their bones are broken in so many places. One lady called me from Norristown. She said, Pastor Peter, my son got into the car accident, truck run over my son's car. His car is total, and he is completely broken in so many places inside, internally, he's bleeding. And she said, I can only see the coffin. I said, sister, are you Christian? She said, I'm Christian, but I don't have faith. I believe I see the coffin, and he's going to die. I said, why did you call me then? If he's going to die, why you call me? If you call me, I'm going to say he's not going to die. Not only that, I prayed and I said, he's not going to die. He's going to come out of that, and he's going to get saved and baptized and serve the Lord. And exactly happened. The man came out. I baptized him. And then one day the mother called and she said, my son's foot, after a long time, he was already driving and everything. And she said, my son's foot having some problem, and they are going to cut his foot. And so she said, please pray. And we took him to the surgeon and things like that. I said, okay, I'm going to pray. And I prayed with, I said, they are not going to cut your foot. Your foot will be fine and you will be all right. And they took him there, and the doctor says they are going to, you have to amputate his foot. And then they said, call the surgeon. And then the other surgeon comes and he looked at another x-ray. Why you want to cut it? There's nothing wrong with his foot. And they didn't cut it. And that man took a job. He was an instructor in driving school. You know, you have to use that foot all the time. So what I'm trying to say, our God is a prayer answering God. You trust in God and God will do miracles. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have seen many, many disasters when people do not listen to you. And they doubt about the ministry. They doubt about the man of God. And they forcefully try to get something from the man of God. Lord Jesus, give us grace to follow you. Like Moses said, if I'm not the man of God, God will not hear me. Lord Jesus, let each and every person knows their calling. When God has called us with a definite high calling, no turning back, no matter what problem comes, because God is with us. You said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Give us grace to study the Word of God and teach others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.